The church instructed that I keep my homily short today so that the liturgy will speak for itself. So I would like to share with you some short lessons that I myself receive when I contemplate on the cross and the mystery of Good Friday today. Today is good because Christ made it good. Oftentimes in our life, we want everything to go right. We want blessing, we want glory, we want things to go smooth. But this life reminds us that it is imperfect. Oftentimes with pains, with sufferings, with injustice, that things just fall apart. And it is quick to come to the conclusion that if things go wrong, if misfortunes happen to me, if I face some type of hardship, God must be punishing me. But the cross teaches us that our sufferings, our pains, our misfortunes are not somehow God enjoying seeing us suffer. But our sufferings can become redemptive if we unite our suffering to Christ. The abandonment of humanity, of other people, rejection and pain, suffering, cruelty, mistreatment, and all the likes do not equate to the abandonment of God. The Heavenly Father did not abandon Christ when he hung upon the cross. Christ united everything he had in loving the Father. And through that that love, through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, his blood poured out, wash away our sins, and redeem us from the iniquities incurred with our disobedience. Suffering is not just a punishment. Suffering will happen because life happens, because life is messy, and there are things that are beyond our control, and we do not always get things right. But those sufferings are not meaningless if we unite ourselves to Christ. He shows us how much he loves us. He took no shortcut at all. He embraced all of the beatings, all the spittings, and the heavy cross, walking a long road, embracing a heavy cross, got beaten while walking it, and got hung upon that cross for hours. Imagine the physical pains. The loneliness, the abandonment, the rejection that he must felt in his human nature. Yet he embraced all of that because he loves us. God took no shortcut in loving us. And Christ gave his life at expiation for our sin. My brothers and sisters, today is good because Christ made it good. Because he shows us that we are worth loving, worth saving, worth dying for. So, as we contemplate upon Good Friday today, we must ask ourselves, my brothers and sisters, how are we dealing with all the things that don't go right, all the pains and the suffering that happen? Do we equate human abandonment and all the things that go wrong with the abandonment of God? Or will we unite the things that we're going through, the things that fall apart, the things that don't go our way, and seek God and seek his will? Each stations of the cross, according to St. Alphonsus de Liguori, should help us to abandon ourselves and seek his will, asking him to help us love him more. God loves us, my brothers and sisters. There's no doubt about it. Our faith teaches us that. And if we contemplate and reflect upon our whole life, we will see how good he had been to us. Never forget that. God did not take joy in seeing us suffer, and our sufferings are not meaningless. But if we unite our suffering to him with all the things that are happening in this life, no matter how painful it might be, it becomes redemptive. It sanctifies us, it purifies us, it transforms us deep from within. because Christ had loved us and loved us until the very end. This is why Good Friday is good. And I hope you and I today allowed ourselves to be immersed in that divine goodness so that we become the beloved disciple, just like what we heard in the Passion narrative today. Become that beloved disciples that look, gaze upon the cross, and stand at the foot of the cross and love him until the very end.